Brittany Runs a Marathon is the hilarious, heartwarming, inspirational movie of the year. Fun, outgoing, and always up for a good time, New Yorker Brittany Forgler is everybody's best friend, except maybe her own. The story of how a woman known for being the life and soul of the party finds real friends and dignity by taking control of her future one city block at a time. Brittany Runs a Marathon in select cinemas November 1st and on Amazon Prime Video November 15th.
You take great care of your body, so why not do the same for your mouth? Zendium toothpaste is inspired by the power of the mouth to naturally protect itself. With a prebiotic benefit, it's clinically proven to boost the good bacteria in the mouth's microbiome and gives you strong teeth and healthy gums naturally, and is also four times gentler. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven. Buy now at zendium.co.uk. Use code HEALTHYMOUTH for free shipping.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Joey Grant,
the Grandmaster.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is available on YouTube. Go check it out. Joining me is the wonderful and hilarious, my perfect work husband, Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
Howdy. Well, it's Tuesday, and you know, Tuesdays on the podcast tend to be the days when we announce new shows. And guess what? We have a new show to announce for Watch What Crappens.
Where
are
we going, Ben? Where are we going?
We're going someplace we've never been before, okay? Someplace I've never been, but to a state that I actually really would like to go to, okay? Are you ready to hear where it is?
Yeah. Is it me?
I've never been to me, and I still have not. Still have no plans to go to me.
no plans.
Here's a hint. I just ate a Pringle, and it reminded me of what this city is because it was salty. How about this? I just watched a movie starring Lake Bell.
Kristen.
Okay, fine. We're going to Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going yeah.
I'm really excited, actually. We're going to Salt Lake City on March 19th, 2020. And tickets are actually on sale now for our Patreon supporters. They're on sale now. For pre-sale, and then on Friday, they go on sale to the public. That's the normal drill around these parts. So go get your tickets. We're going to have a great, great time in SLC. And then, of course, we're going to a million other places. Here they are, real quickly. If you hear your city, then go out and buy a ticket. You're going to love it. You're going to have a great time. Our next city is we're going to Tampa, Florida, then Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis. Two shows in Chicago, although one is sold out. Two sold-out shows in New York. Thanks, New York. St. Louis, low ticket alert, two shows in Philadelphia, one is sold out, Denver, Seattle, LA for the Golden Crappies, Detroit, Columbus, Ohio, two shows in Austin, one is sold out, Houston, NOLA, Kansas City, and Omaha. So we have a lot. And by the way, the Kansas City one is in Lawrence, Kansas, which is the greater Kansas City area. But it's easier for us to say Kansas City, okay? Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get your tickets.
Do it, everybody. Sorry, I had my mic muted. That's while okay. You went, because I'm still wrestling around in bed. Yeah. Everybody, also, go get t-shirts. We've got our Shannon Bador Bull on the Head t-shirts, Shannon Bull Door, and we've got a dork shirt and a twerp shirt, and a If Life Gives You Tacos, Make Tacos Solid shirts from Real Housewives of Dallas. So go check those out, and thank you for being here with us, okay?
Yeah, today we are really excited because we are talking Below Deck, and I'm very excited because I think I've mentioned it on the podcast, but actually next week I'm going to Thailand for a gay wedding. So this show,
I cannot believe that. It's so crazy.
I'm so scared. This show has gotten me very excited for it because my goodness, the B-roll on this show, just gorgeous. Just the shots of these islands and the ocean. I am so excited. It's because the wedding's going to be in Phuket. I'm also very scared. I'm scared that I'm going to wind up like Brandy, just rolling around in like a drunken sunstroke state.
I mean, Brandy makes every drunk feel better, I have to say. I watched this and I was like, I do not feel bad at all. Like, I'm actually good, you know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, we've seen a lot of drunks on the Below Deck extended universe. But she might be taking the cake. Because here's the thing. We normally see people who are really drunk, and we've seen people who get so wasted for like a night. But she is just like wasted, and she's writhing, and it's all over her face. Like, she gets blotchy, and she's like foaming. I mean, she's possessed.
Yeah, this girl is like in a constant overdose. Like, she's always overdosing, but she never does. It's weird. It's like Sid and Nancy, you know, without an ending.
It's like train spotting, like yacht spotting.
Yacht spotting, yeah. So where do you want to start, Ben?
My very first note was Brandy is a disaster.
Yeah. My first note is Brandy passed out sobbing on couch. Ha ha.
Yeah. She's just gotten onto the boat. Everyone has just gotten onto the boat. And she is now on this couch. Passed out, her like nose is red, her lips are red, and not like normal red, they're like she was just, you know, sucking on like a lollipop, but she wasn't because she's just drunk. And her hair is being like sucked up into the air conditioner, and she's just lying there waiting for Zool to possess her body, you know.
Yeah, and at the beginning of every episode now, because you know, I have a problem. I write down names is what I was going to say, but I have a problem remembering people's names for a while. And then by the end, I get it. And then they change the cast. So I wrote down all the names, but I wrote down Kate. Well, duh, I know who Kate is. Kevin, Ashton, Simone, Rabbi Brian, Court, Cap. How is that going to help me? Rabbi Brian, Ronnie, really? It's Abby. Okay. Like, if I hadn't concentrated, I would have been like, who is Rabbi Brian? I would have spent the rest of this recap being like, who the fuck is Rabbi Brian?
I would not put it past Below Deck to cast someone who used to be a rabbi but now wants to be a yachty. Well, in South Africa, I got into mischief. I lived in my car for many years, and then I decided to join the Jewish seminary. And then now I was a rabbi, and then I decided that did not give me what I needed, so I decided to become a yachty.
I haven't thought about my yarmulke one time in 20 years, and suddenly my yarmulke's going to sink this boat. I'll say something about that.
Oh, I would love it if there was just like a rabbi crew member. That would just like make me so proud.
Well, we have Rabbi Brian. Okay, so welcome to the cast, Rabbi Brian. Brian.
So Brandy is like passed out and a mess, and someone's like, someone needs to hold on to her, you know? And Kate, I mentioned this last week, but it was still funny this week, was that this woman literally looks like a demon is about to come out of her. And Kate just goes up to her and goes, so would you like a bottle of water or anything? No?
I'll get you some water. Yeah, I'll do that.
I know you're foaming at the mouth, like you may actually have some Thai rabies, but maybe would you like some Pellegrino?
Yeah, no? Kate is the exorcist.
Hello there, little girl. Satan, would you like to come out of this little girl? No? Okay. That's great.
Okay, well, I know that you probably enjoyed spitting pea soup over everything, but it's really not productive, and everyone just thinks you're a creep, so...
Calling your mother a stupid whore probably wasn't the best choice, but I support it.
Okay, I support that.
I'm not going to say that the power of Christ compels you, but I will say you're making a scene. So, you are on TV.
And it's throwing everybody off, because this girl's not just drunk. She's like, what the hell is going on with this girl?
She is like a haunted house in woman form.
She is.
Like everything is wrong, and like I've just never seen a human being writhe like that on a yacht. On a yacht, Rose.
And then there's a girl, one of the friends, I just was calling her Purple. Her name ended up being Megan, but I called her Purple forever because she's that kind of person who's like, you know what my thing's gonna be? Wearing purple. I'm always gonna wear purple. That's my thing, okay?
Yeah, she's like, I'm basically like the prince of this yacht, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they were all kind of like messy, but this Brandy was, I actually don't even think they know who Brandy is, because last season, Helen and her husband were on this weird charter where no one seemed to know who they were. It kind of felt like the leftovers of casting. They just cobbled them together to make a charter. And so this season, I was like, okay, Helen got to do her own proper charter. Helen, I should say, is the primary, who was the one who was in love with Adrian. And it seems like they don't know who Brandy is. It seems like Brandy got attached to them. It's almost like when you go on a roller coaster and like you're a group of five and you get like put in like the spaceship that holds six people. So then they put a random in the sixth seat. It's almost like that's who Brandy was.
Yeah.
She took the singles lane.
And Purple's like, she's a mess. Who invited her? And so I'm like, you're slurring while you call someone a mess. My kind of girl. So Kevin is downstairs. You know, Kevin's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
And he becomes even more of an asshole in this episode. But damn it, he makes very pretty food. I'm enjoying his spring roll folding. I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch some YouTubes and learn how to do that one day.
I know. I actually love making those spring rolls. I used to do them with my friend Sylvia a lot. You know, and you like eat them. They're easy to do and they taste fresh and you feel great about yourself.
It's like a little burrito. It's like a clear little burrito, you know?
Yeah.
But I've watched a tutorial one time and I didn't make them because you buy the thing and then you put it in water and soak it. And I didn't like that part. So I'd never made them. It bugged me thinking of people putting their fingers over the thing because that thing's kind of sticky and then people's finger juice sticks to the thing. And I was like, that's gross. But anyway,
You have to work through because I think you would really enjoy making some fresh spring rolls for yourself.
Yeah, I'm reinvigorated to make spring rolls. So he's making spring rolls.
Yeah. That's fine. I was about to.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I don't think anyone really wants to hear about how I had a period of time where I was like really intent on learning how to properly roll a burrito. And I went through several YouTube tutorials.
You know who's best at rolling burritos? People with babies. Because that's how you get a baby to go to sleep. You roll them in a burrito. Like, you have to learn proper burrito rolling to get the baby to sleep. Mothers make the best burritos.
You know what actually always impressed me? If you ever go to, like, a Chinese restaurant and you order either a mushu dish or you get Peking duck. So those are dishes that they put the food onto, like, a flour pancake. And a lot of places, the waiter will, like, do it for you. And they are able to assemble it with spoons. And, like, I feel like a burrito, or if you're just doing a standard wrap, like, you put the stuff in the middle and you have to grab it and flip it and all that stuff. It seems like something that, like, you really need hands for. So I'm always impressed when waiters at Chinese restaurants can do those wraps with they can do it all with spoons. Like, that is amazing. I envy that.
Actually, all I'm thinking about is someone doing that to a baby, like flipping a baby around in a spoon and trying to get it to go to sleep in a blanket. And it's just disturbed me. So thanks. Okay, thanks for being with us this episode. We're out of here.
Yeah, I'm just so hungry right now. Like, I am dying for some Peking duck.
Okay, so Kevin makes some spring rolls. Kate, Kevin. Helen is up there with her guests, and she's like, oh, Richard brought the handcuffs in case we need them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Everyone just barfs all at once. So, yeah, Kevin is, like, pestering Kate for service when she's doing the tour. She's with the primaries, okay? She's also the chief stew. Like, how about you call for maybe some of the other stews who might be available? But he's, like, very antsy to get these spring rolls out because, God forbid, spring rolls, fresh spring rolls, like, they, I don't know, what are they going to do? Like, melt? I don't know. Like, they're fine. That's food.
Yeah, they're summer rolls. Like, they're going to turn into fall rolls. These are now fall rolls, okay? They're foliage. Get them out
there. Now, this may be naive of me. I'm just coming up with this theory right now. But, like, you know, like a fresh spring roll, that is a food that, like, is common to Southeast Asia. I'm assuming it was... I'm assuming it is, because I've never been to Southeast Asia, at least not yet. But, like, I have a feeling, like, it's done really well in Southeast Asia. It'll probably be fine to last 5 minutes. I think it's, like, maybe one of the reasons why it's become, like, an enduring staple or part of the menu is that, like, maybe because it can hold up to temperatures for 5 minutes. Kevin.
There's a lot of that in this episode, actually. Kevin.
Anger from me, but still. I like my theory.
So Kevin's like, girls, I need silence, please. Yeah. I've been working in private yachts for years. The service needs to reflect the standard I'm putting it. It's just pathetic. All right, Kevin, calm it down over there.
Yeah, calm down. You made spring rolls, okay?
Yeah, congratulations, like, getting your finger juice on the fucking spring roll thing. You're who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Kevin, Jesus. So, Jesus, Mr. Dobson. So then we cut back to Brandy, who's on the couch, alone in this room, and she's just, like, muttering into the pillow. She's like, I was gonna try to get it off the bun. What is happening to this woman?
I was going to try to get off the bun. So then the captain's like, all right, everyone in position, bow to stern. We're starting right now. Now, Helen, get your finger out of my butthole. I wasn't talking about that, all right? I meant the literal bow to the stern. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Who gave Helen a radio? Abby, is this your radio? Helen got the radio.
Who's Helening the radio, all right?
Who's Helening it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, someone get that away from Helen. Oh, she's trying to eat it? Okay.
Why do I hear inside of stomach... All right, Kellen has now put the radio inside of her. Can we get the goddamn radio out of Helen?
Oh, God.
So Kate, finally, she's done with the tour, so she goes into the galley to get the spring rolls. And, you know, Kevin's basically like... So Kate's like... I have some list of things I want to do, like to have a meeting with Kevin calling me for service while I'm doing the yacht tour. I think for Kevin, service is a code for attention.
So then the rolls are finally served. And then Richard, you know, our shirtless hairy bear is up there being served.
By Courtney.
And I was like, wow, you know when people say, and finally, I got to see myself represented on television. I was like, well, there it is. Thanks, Richard.
I love the look on Courtney's face while she was serving him, because he was shirtless and he had, like, a full-on, like, coat of, like, winter bear hair. Yeah. And he's, like, taking these spring rolls, and she is just, like, wincing and trying to, like, pull her head back away from him. She's like, ew. Ew. And, like, she's like that the whole... I mean, I love Courtney because she's like that with everything, and she's especially, like, ooh, gross hair.
Yeah. And Kate's like, well, I hope that Helen loves Kevin's food as much as she loved Adrian's, because if that's attention that Kevin wants, I've got the perfect person for him. And then we just cut to Helen eating, going,
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
And then her friend goes, I love penis sauce. Like, okay, you too.
So then, meanwhile, Brandy, back on the couch, is like, I guess Courtney and Ashton are sort of like they're passing through the room, and Brandy starts barking at them, and she's like, just so you guys know, I paid for everything. I paid for everything, not Jeff. Not Jeff. I paid for everything. And they're just,
where are you going? Listen to me. I paid.
I want to know where this bell is going. When we get to Switzerland, ring that bell 3 times so I can escape in darkness.
And Courtney's just laughing at her.
Yeah, she's
drunk,
like,
girl's so gross.
Yeah, she's like, real affectional. I've never seen anything like Brandy before.
Yeah. If you hear me, Walmart, I pay for everything. Everything.
And then we start the mic drama of today, or radio drama, because Abby is keying her mic, which I guess means pressing the button down on her mic. So all everybody hears is...
Right.
And they're trying to figure out who's doing it.
Yeah, because I guess when one person's doing it, then, like, no one else can do it, right? Or something like that. I'm assuming it's something like that.
Yeah, it shuts down communication for the whole boat. Goddamn communication, all right?
Yeah. God damn it. So she's starting to futz with it. In the meantime, Kevin asks Simone in the kitchen. He's like, Oh, I need small plates for the guests. And Simone's like, well, how many do you need? And he goes, how many guests do we have? I mean, there's not a lot going on upstairs with that one. And then he drops a knife on the floor.
Yeah. He also starts his musical episode. He's like doing his own musical episode over there, Kevin. Yeah. He's just singing everything.
Jesus, Mr. Dobson, the musical.
Yeah, Jesus, Mr. Dobson. I pooped on myself again. So yeah. Abby's changing, and everything's really going awkward or haywire with Abby today. She's not having this. Everyone's complaining about everything with her. She can't do anything right. Or she can't seem to do anything right, you know? And I kind of feel for her. But it's also really fun watching someone break down so quickly, because usually it takes like a season.
Yeah, and it's been like the first charter was like perfectly fine. So the fact that she's just having a breakdown basically over nothing, it's really fun. I love that. I like that. I like that. Like an unprompted breakdown.
Yeah. So Kate's basically like, everyone's wasted. So good luck with that, Jeff. And he says, oh God, they're all wasted. Everything needs to be extra seasoned. I need to make everything spicy and salty. Not much is going to get past that pellet.
After the 40th margarita, they're going to want it drenched in flavor. I'm like, yeah, it should be drenched in flavor. It's food.
Yeah.
And also, like, when you're drunk, that's, like, when everything tastes the best. So, like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not winning today.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Stay warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas. Have a good afternoon.
It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
So then Helen and Purple come into the captain's room and basically just assault the captain.
Yeah, he just looks despondent. He's just up there, and he looks sad. He's like, oh, well, just up here in the wheelhouse alone, I can't help but feel like maybe downstairs someone is drenching something with flavor. Flavor Town. Oh, God. Oh, God. The women are here. And so they, like, surround him, and Helen's like, Captain Lee, he's like Zeus on the water. He's just like the Zeus. He's like the Zeus. He's like the water version of Zeus. I'm like, Poseidon, Neptune.
Yeah, the Zeus of the seas. I was like, well, you know, you got past one of the books, you know. So then they're giggling, and Purple's putting her hands all over the captain. And I wrote, this is like watching Marge Simpson's sisters like go after a cigarette. You know, they're just like both rubbing it, like two non-smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, Purple. What was her name again? Her real name again?
Megan.
Her hand is like, she's all over him, and then her hand just basically starts to drift down to his ass. Her hand is on Captain Lee's ass, and he's like, I got more fingerprints on my ass than the FBI. So apparently the FBI has an ass that has fingerprints on it, so that's that.
Can someone bail my ass out, please? My ass is in prison, needs to get some bail out, all right?
Yeah, and then when they leave, Megan gives Captain Lee a kiss on the cheek, and she's like, you're a really good person. Thank you. I'm like, he just stood there like a terrified bunny while you molested him.
Yeah. So then in the kitchen, Kate's telling everyone, I'm afraid next time I go up there, Megan's going to be giving the captain a blowjob. So they call for service, and it's time to feed people. And then we get our favorite, Brandy, alone on the couch going, who are you?
Yeah, right. We gotta stop the dinosaurs.
Like what? So, basically they serve lunch, and Kevin has this giant hunk of meat, which actually looks delicious, and he's slicing it, and Helen's like,
He can slice and dice like dot, dot, dot. Oh, never mind, I'm not going to finish that sentence. I'm just going to keep moaning. Zeus is the seas.
This, So then she's eating corn on a stick, and she's like,
And Purple's like, you always sound like you're having an orgasm. She's like, this is a food orgasm for sure. You guys ready on the stern? But he doesn't hear any response. So he's like, God damn it, somebody's got their goddamn mic keyed. How many goddamn times do I have to say that? Anybody hear that? Ah, jeez.
this is really aggravating the shit out of me. So, of course, it's Abby who has is just, like, walking around clutching her radio and, I guess, and therefore pressing the mic down. Maybe she's just, like, really, she's treating it like a stress ball and just, like, squeezing it so hard so yeah. No one can get through.
She's white-knuckling it.
Yeah. And so Tanner tells us, like, what he gives us. He shows us what keying the radio is. It's literally, I thought it was maybe something like a setting. And he's like, nope, all it is you push your finger on the button. See? It's really not that hard. Key? Not key. Key? Not key. And all he's doing is, like, taking his finger off the radio. I was like, oh, that's true. It is really simple for her to fix that.
Yeah. So then Kevin is like, Kate, let's look at the list. She's like, hi, Kevin. So I think tonight with the fish, I didn't get fish for him. We're going to just do a plate of fish. And she's like, I'm just saying, like, tonight's a seafood extravaganza, so it's night one, so...
Courtney's like, if I were going to have a seafood extravaganza, I would want towers of seafood. All of it. Towers. Two towers. Lord of the Ring towers, but made of seafood. Towers. Yeah.
I would want, like, more than just fish.
Yeah, like all of the fish. I want, like all of the fish.
Lobster on lobster on lobster. I want a tower of lobsters. I want them to look like acrobats at the circus balancing to the top of the tent, but it's all lobsters.
It's a seafood extravaganza, okay? The clue's in the name. I want to see ramekins of shrimp bowls. I want to see bowls of oysters. I want to see every plate on this boat filled with things from the sea, okay? Now you want to do a plate of dinner? That's only because you forgot the seafood.
Towers of...
Towers.
Clams.
Dark
towers.
Towers of clams. Towers.
Tower. Faulty towers. Of clams.
So Brandy's wandering around the boat going, I want to do my lipstick. Where's my room? I want to do my lipstick. Hey, come back here. And Where's Brian's just, she starts following Brian and he's just running away from her. She's like, come on, where are you going, little bunny?
Yeah, she literally says, hey, get back here. It wasn't just like a Frodo, like Kim Richards. She was, hey, get back here.
Get back here.
He's like, God, that girl's really unbalanced. If anything, she makes me want to stop drinking. Just kidding. That'll never happen, but still.
She was really interrupting my Torah studies. So now it's like anchor time, and Captain Lee is just looking at Abby's giant mane of Pixar hair. And he's like, you know what? That hair's going to get caught in something, and when it does, it's not going to be pretty, okay? It's going to be painful. It's going to be like hair in a vice. It's going to be hair in a vice, yeah.
Yeah.
So he has thoughts on Abby already.
Yeah, and he calls the crew to the wheelhouse, and he's like, all right, crew, line up. We're already in a line. Line up better!
All right, you listen to your radios? You hear that? Beep. You hear that? Beep.
He just does it to everyone's head. You hear that?
Beep. You hear that? Beep.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like when you key your radio. Now you hear this? Ah. You hear this? Ah. You hear that? Ah. You hear that? Ah. That's what happens when you hell in the microphone. I don't want keying or helling on this goddamn microphone.
And I like Captain Lee. Like, he was like, you know, I told him last time that if I have to call them up again, they're going to get their ass kicked. This isn't going to be pretty. This is going to be one angry, angry meeting. I'm going to kick all their asses. And Abby's like, I'm so sorry. And he goes, it's okay, kiddo. Got her. Got her.
I know it's not an intentional mistake, but be more conscious. Because if it shuts down our communications on the boat, and if I don't have communications on the boat, I can't say, you're doing a great job, kiddo. Keep it up.
If there's no communications on the boat, I can't say somebody save me from fucking Helen. So Abby is like, I went from never using a radio in my life to now wanting to, like, cradle it and bottle feed it and keep it from running away from me. I mean, these radios hate me and I hate them. I'm like, wow, is that an insight into how you'll be a mother?
Yeah, like, welcome to new motherhood.
I know. Be careful.
Motherhood. God, I remember when I had my first. So then Simone is ironing, and Kate comes down. She's like, oh my God, Simone, you're so good at laundry. Thank you so much for being so good at laundry. You're wonderful. And she goes, no problem. I'll drop the iron again, but I caught it before it dropped on the floor. And Kate just looks at the wall like, she caught an iron.
She's like, I know I'm not on The Office, but I have to look at the camera like I'm Jim Halpern right now. I can't help it.
Because you have to stop, like, she just caught the iron? What is she talking about?
Please tell me you did not use your hands to catch on. Oh, I did. It smelled like smoke in here for a little while, but it was fun.
So,
by the way,
us...
I have the same iron. I was like very proud. I had iron pride. I was like, that's my iron.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I do not have an iron. There you go. There you go, everybody. Okay. It probably explains a lot. So
no,
Simone's like,
I can't.
She's like, I grew up in a very academic family. I love math and I majored in it. So when I do laundry, I plan it. It's like equations in my head, but I hope to be involved more in service because I don't want to be a one-trick pony.
If I have 3 shirts that need to be ironed in 10 minutes, how much aloe will I need when I drop an iron on my foot?
I've got it. A train running backwards at 50 miles an hour. That's it! So then Kevin and Courtney are in the kitchen, and he's doing his Kevin musical. He's like, my ideas are flowing to me. They're flowing. Just, what are they? He's like, oh, I haven't got many, I'm not going to lie.
What about crab? You have crab. Towers of crab. All I'm saying is that.
I've got an idea for you. All of it. How about that? So they're getting coolers packed to do a picnic. And so some of the crew's doing that. And then the captain pulls Ashton aside and he goes, Ashton, have abs. And then he paused. And I was like, Jesus, I would cry if someone just told me that. Like, Ronnie, come here. Hey, Ronnie, come here. I need to talk to you. Have abs. All right.
Poor Ashton probably really went through it. He's like, but Captain, I thought I did. Oh, no. Am I getting soft, Captain?
No one has bigger abs than me, Captain. So he's like, all right, have abs. Hold her hair back in a ponytail, because if that gets caught in something somewhere sometime, that's going to be very painful. Appreciate it, pal. You're doing great, kid.
I love you, kiddo. So, meanwhile, we know that Kate absolutely despises Kevin, because as we've said many times, the more Kate hates you, the nicer she is to you. So she's like, so, chef, tell me about how you started your career. Yeah, so I can use it against you later. Please tell me. He's like, well, I was the class clown. I pretty much went to school just for the free food, and I was playing rugby, but I apparently got too many concussions, which is why I dropped 5 knives on my foot the other day. Not as bad as dropping an ironing, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, yeah. All my family, my dad was a cook, my brother was a cook, my mom was a baker, my aunt was a baker. I had a great-granddad on the Titanic. He was a baker. He was also in charge of iceberg duty. Don't know what that means for me, but, you know.
Great-grandfather, chef on the Titanic. And she goes, oh, does that mean your great-great-great-granddad went down with the Titanic? And he's like, it does. That's She's wild. Like, wow.
What I also liked was that as he told these anecdotes about his, like, you know, schooling and his family, Kate just keeps going, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
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 Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
That almost makes you interesting. Wow.
Look, I'm taking basically everything that Helen is saying when she eats the food, but I'm taking all the tone and feeling out of it. Okay? Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Whoa. I can't wait to FaceTime Whoa. Jeremiah from my... bed later tonight. Tell them all about this.
Fascinating. Fascinating story. So Ashton comes up to Abby and he's like, Abs, toy your hair back. And she's like, this is when she's like, oh my God, I've never thought about my hair in the past 2 years. But now everybody's like blaming the boat going down on my hair. I mean, ridiculous.
And then she walks through the kitchen. And as she's walking through the kitchen, Courtney is complaining in the background. She goes, did somebody get gorgonzola on my feet? Oh my God, I've never felt so seen.
I didn't hear that. That's funny.
Yeah, and then as she walks by, Kevin's like, oh, Abby, I know that you've probably never thought about your hair in the past 2 years of voting, but you almost got your hair in the horseradish.
By the way, Rabbi Brian, keep your yarmulke out of the horseradish, all right?
Hair in the horseradish. I just love that there was like this tandem issue with gorgonzola and horseradish happening all at once.
I know. I love that the crisis on this season so far is like some pretty girl's hair. Like, oh.
There's a hair in the horseradish, dear Liza, dear Liza.
So the ladies get, well, everybody gets on the tender to fish. I guess the ladies are just most notable at the beginning. But they're getting on the tender to go fishing for their dinner. And Brandy's like,
hey, get on there.
What are you doing?
This elevator.
Yeah, Ashton's like, we're going fishing. Brandy's like, where? I'm like, in the sea that's all around this boat. What do you mean, where? We're going to Maine, by the way. Taking this tender to Maine.
She tells Ashton, can we go into the water? Will you take me into the water? He's like, ask Brian. He'll do it.
And then one of the ladies does like a backflip off the tender into the water, but it's like a, she gets like about three quarters around and then just belly flops the rest of the way.
And then Brandy has to go in with a life jacket because she's so like out of it, you know? So she's just floating there and Helen goes, full speed ahead. Let's leave her. So yeah. Then the captain goes to check in with the kitchen, and he's like, ha, hey, Kevin, what's the plan if they don't catch anything, bud? And he goes, I don't know. Kate, what's the plan? And they all start laughing, like, too hard.
Yeah.
And she's like, I thought Kevin was joking. Like, he's only going to cook what they catch, because even if they do catch something, it'll only be something to the, you know, add to the extravaganza. Like, you know, you have to have extra to put that in the vaganza, okay? You got to?
Yeah.
You gotta have the Gavanza.
You brought me the Ganza. The began. Bring just any letter. At this point, we'll just sell for an E, X, T, R, A, V, A, G, A, N, Z, or an A. We'll take any part of it.
Yeah. So now
we're back to the fishing, and Brandy is like stuck. Like Ashton and Brian are stuck with Brandy, and she's like, "Are you guys single? You know I'm available. I'm a cougar. Did I just say that? I'm a cougar. I'm actually a little cougar." Wow. Wow.
And then she falls over. And then Helen catches a fish, and it's a huge eel. And I really hate when people do this. They're like, oh my God, I caught a fish. And they're like, oh, just let it go. And then they cut the line. Like, how? Wow, that's so sweet. Yeah, that's so sweet. Now, thanks for being so compassionate. That fish is, you know, that poor eel. What did eels ever do?
Now has a very edgy piercing and goes back to its eel friends, and they're like, are you like emo now? It's like, no, I just got caught. Oh my God, you were like trying so hard. Gosh, Brian has changed so much.
Oh my God, Brian, what are you gonna open a brewery next?
Oh, let me hear. Are you gonna talk about like Mumford and Sons? Oh wow, edgy.
Hey guys, I'm gonna start a Kickstarter so Brian can afford a tattoo of bacon.
Oh, hey, Brian, I love your asymmetric new hairstyle. Wow, should we go listen to some, like, vintage Blink 182? You're so edgy.
Guys, I swear to you, Brian used to trim his armpit hair, but now he's got a hook in his nose, so.
Yeah, Brian thinks he's the first one to nostalgically learn about the cars. Wow, yeah.
Oh, my God, guys. Guess what? Brian stopped listening to his iPod, and now he's on to records. Wow,
oh,
Brian.
Wow. Sorry, Brian. I am not current on Fleabag. Sorry.
Fleabag?
Because you know Brian the edgy eel is like, have you watched Fleabag yet? Although the funny thing is that he's not edgy. He's accidentally edgy. They're just all projecting this onto him.
Yeah, I know. He's like eels. Actually done nothing but been victimized.
He's been shunned by the eels.
He's been
He has the same name as
humans.
Also a deckhand, which is nice.
And the rabbi. So so then Kate's talking to Kevin, and she's like, do you think the fact that they're gone a long time is good or bad? It all comes down to this radio call. Let's wait for it.
Yeah.
Ashton, Kate, we're coming back. We only got an eel. And Kevin's like, fuck me.
Goes, well, we let it go. And Kate's face just gets like so Kate. And then she just turns to Kevin and goes, nothing. Like, it's on you, extravaganza butthole.
Have fun with your vaganza, okay?
Meanwhile, by the way, we should mention that Brandy on the boat was going, I'm fine, just get away from me. I'm fine.
So they return, and what's going on? Tanner's Abby like, oh, hey, Abby, hey, how's it going, home girl? And she's like, I don't know. Everyone thinks I'm an idiot. Then we get clips of everybody thinking she's an idiot. And he's like, listen, look, you're just not used to yachting, all right? It's slow at first. Look, just relax. When I first got into it, I had no idea. I didn't even know how to tie a tie. Sometimes I still don't. Like, wow, this show's really lucky that a boat hasn't actually sunk yet.
I know, it's very true. So then back up in the kitchen, Kevin is attempting to do this seafood extravaganza. He's got 16 shrimp, some lump crab from a can, which is a big no-no on most Bravo shows, a few like small pieces of snapper, and some frozen mussels, also a huge no-no, almost as bad as frozen scallops. So yeah. This extravaganza is a disaster.
Yeah, this is not going well. And the captain is going to be eating with them tonight.
Yeah,
so then exactly. Kevin goes, oh, God, and the captain's sitting in tonight. And then it cuts to the captain blow-drying his hair in front of a window. And he goes, all right, then.
All righty, then. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Abby may have all the hair, but I have all the looks.
So then...
Sorry for whatever is about to happen to you, but...
Yeah, so Kevin's barking at the stews to get plates organized, and Courtney's like, there should be a tower of, like, clams, mussels, and shrimp, and big fish, small fish. I mean, put jellyfish on there. I mean, I eat seafood extravaganzas biweekly, so I know what it is, okay? Towers of fish!
I want to just say that for the rest of my life. I eat seafood extravaganzas biweekly.
Oh my God. I want to say that also, and I also want to live it.
Yeah, you love a seafood tower. I didn't even know what a seafood tower was until I met you. And then now it's like, wow, a seafood tower?
We got a seafood biweekly. Well, they're fun. First of all, it's like three-dimensional. We got a seafood tower when we went to Nico. It's true. It's like, it feels like aren't. We went to Nico, which is Naomi's family's restaurant, and we went there in Charleston, and we got a seafood tower. It was really good.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, it's fun because you can pick things from here or from here or from here. It feels almost like an advent calendar. But all you get is fish, and it's like every day you open up all the doors all at once.
Yeah, I know. I was an advent calendar binger. So then it's like, okay, well, Merry Christmas and October 31st or whenever the hell that starts. November 25th.
Okay. We're celebrating last year, right? Well, I guess I better open up all the doors and you have everything in there.
Okay, so then Helen's like, we're going to do dinner tonight, but we're not going to be clothed for it. I just want everybody to be in bikinis for dinner. And her friend's like, it might just be four of us. Brandy's like lost. I think we're losing people. So they decide they're just going to have like a bikini dinner.
And Brandy's lying in bed going, Wasi, they're right. I don't see anything.
Get it off the bone. Get it off the bone.
So someone's downstairs eating. I guess it's Tanner, right?
Tanner.
So Tanner's
eating. You like spicy things? You want to try this?
Hey, don't worry about it. You know, you try a spicy thing. You know, you never really get it. Sometimes I still don't. So Ashton comes down. He's like, Abby, you're down here. Who's on deck? And she goes, oh, sorry. I came down to pee and I got distracted and then I had some of that sauce.
He's like, oh, I know. Your microphone was on the entire time. Being in a leadership role, you know everything about your crew. You pretty much know when your crew is taking a dump, or masturbating in my case, while taking a dump. I do a lot of things all at once.
Gross. She's like, oh, well, I was going to go to the bathroom, but I can wait. And he's like, well, if you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. It's like, no, I've already wasted so much time. I'm an idiot. God, I'm an idiot. Everyone hates me.
It's like, Abby, that's not the hill to die on. If your boss says, go to the bathroom, it's okay. That's not where you show your bravery, okay? Because it's never going to work out well.
Yeah. And I like that she's just admitting to every little thing. She's like, yeah, I came down here and then I had some sauce. It's like, oh, no.
It was really spicy sauce. I got distracted by it.
So Kate is upstairs setting the table and she's like, all right, well, it's a seafood faganza. So what should I do? Flippers? I mean, Ashton, do we sell a fishing tackle? Because even if it smells like fish, at least it'll be some seafood on this table. That would be great. Thanks.
Meanwhile, Captain Sandy is watching from home, putting popcorn in her mouth, saying, see, this is yachting. This is yachting right here. Putting rusty tools on the table to create an experience. That's yachting.
So Helen shows up in a bikini and a jacket. And then downstairs, Ashton's sending, you know, Abby and Tanner down. And Abby's texting her Greek boyfriend that she had a rough day. And she's like, I guess I really, you know, like I'm still in an open relationship. But now that everyone hates me, I really miss my boyfriend.
Right. So then upstairs, Helen's like,
So where are Brandy and Megan? And Kate goes, I think Brandy's pretty committed to sleeping right now. You see Brandy like writhing around, levitating over her bed.
Is this a part where she's like kicking the air? There was one part where Brandy was just kicking the air. She's laying that, down and kicking the air.
She did that later specifically, but she probably was doing it through this entire time. Just like trying to kick away an invisible frog that kept on hopping over to her. No, get away.
So the first course is going to be these lump crab cakes, which these canned lump crab cakes.
Yes.
Kate is just loving, you know, because she's like hoping that this is going to be a disaster. And she's like, is the first course ready? And he goes, all right, kind of. Here you go. She goes, oh, come on, Kevin. Why don't you come tell these guests what an amazing feast you've prepared?
Yeah, she's totally setting him up.
But then Helen is one of these people, when I waited tables, when I felt like people were just being fake wine snobs, and I would give them the house wine and then watch them pay for their $20 glass of wine and then, like, orgasm over it and, like, smell it and sniff it. Like, it wasn't just, like, terrible, you know, metal-tasting crap. And this is Helen when she's eating. She's like, oh, this is good crab meat.
Freshest I've had.
Yeah.
It reminds me of one time I remember, like, in high school, my friend Lauren, who I adore, I once gave her a beer and, like, in a cup, and she was drinking it. She goes, Ben, this beer is absolutely delicious. What is it? I go, Bud Light.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes if you have, like, drink something blind, it, you know, it can, you can be deceived. But then again, it's Helen, so.
Yeah. So he's like, well, we got to, the captain's there, and he's like, we got to set the bar as high as we can, Hal. And she's like, So then Abby goes to smoke a cigarette in the Hannah spot, and Ashton comes to give her a pep talk. She's like, I just don't feel like I'm pulling my weight. Like, I'm not an idiot. I'm just not accustomed to doing what you do here. I mean, who eats sauce without hair in it? I mean, it's just a weird fucking thing to do. I don't like it. It's new.
Most people like my hair in their horseradish. It's weird on a yacht. It's just hard. He's like, but don't worry about it. If you make mistakes, don't be afraid of making mistakes, because we're all here to support you and get you up and going, because that's what a crew does. And later on, if you want to have sex, we can talk about it.
Yeah. It's like, all right, back to my perky self tomorrow. So Meg joins the table. Megan, purple Megan joins the table. And Richard goes, I thought you fell in the water. And she goes, oh my God, you are so funny.
She's like, I did, but a Kraken, you know, spit me up, and here I am back on the yacht.
Zeus of the seas. Zeus of the seas.
Zeus of the seas. I wish there was a god for the seas. We'll just call you Zeus of the seas. So Kevin brings out the shrimp, and he's like, these are local prawns, and I've cooked them very perfectly, if I do say so myself. There you go. I'm like, what? Who says that? I've cooked them very perfectly.
And he goes, these are smoked tomato jam. It's like, well, that's one way to hide it. You know, just blowtorch some ketchup. So
it's
Helen's like,
actually,
oh,
just some tomatoes playing on guitars.
Yeah.
playing Dave Matthews. The 9-minute version of Two Step.
I was trying to think of Stairway to Heaven, and you were thinking of Dave Matthews.
Jambats, bro.
Jambats. So, yeah, you're so funny. So the next dish is plated, and it's snapper. It's little poor Tony's,
snapper.
You know, Trader Joe's frozen sections of snapper. With some cauliflower bottoms or whatever. And Kate's like, very nice. Surely Kevin will be foiled on this meal. But nope.
Yeah.
Rich is like, perfect portion. God, wow.
Wow, I love how small this portion is. It's almost as if you didn't have enough for our entire group, so you cut the pieces really, really small and hoped we wouldn't notice. And you know what? I don't think I do notice. Wow, thank you for this tiny thumb-size amount of snapper.
Yeah. Love the prawns. Perfect, Kevin. And then the captain just goes, I'm all in.
Meanwhile, Brandy's probably downstairs, like, hanging off the ceiling, you know, like, yeah. Joe Beth Williams in Poltergeist, like, yeah. When she gets flopped up against the ceiling. That's what Brandy's doing right now.
Yeah. So the rabbi just gets thrown off the side of the boat.
Yeah. So so now downstairs, Ashton and Brian and Courtney are all eating. There's, like, a little bit of leftover. Oh, we should mention, by the way, that Kevin, of course, despite the fact that he majorly fucked up and just barely skated out of this one, was like, well, it's not an extravaganza, but they loved it because I'm the best new thing. I'm God's gift to cooking. I'm like, shut up.
So he has a portion of the snapper that the crew is tasting, like they're all sharing it. And he's like, God, it's hard to believe such a good-looking guy can cook like that, ain't it? And then Courtney has a bite and walks away. And Ashton goes, are you done, Courtney? And she goes, yes. Thanks for asking.
Last time I checked, this is only one tier of fish, so I don't know why I'm even dealing with it.
This does not count as any portion of my biweekly, so.
This is more of like a pueblo of fish, and I need a tower.
Yeah. So, let's see here. What's next? Oh, and then...
Will?
Oh, yeah, Brian's still crushing on her. He's like, what a smile.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys are basically still trying to like vie for Courtney. So the guests head down, and the plan is for a late breakfast, and then there's like a bunch of cleaning, and basically Ashton asks Courtney what it's like to work under Kate, and she's like, it's actually fine. It's like, well, you must be doing something right. Are you single? Anyone in the crew you're interested in? Do you like South Africans? Do you like to smile?
And she just keeps going, no, not a one. Well, so is there anyone back home? No, not a one. Any love stories? No, not a one. Nobody in the crew you're interested in? No, not a one. Bi-weekly seafood.
Maybe if people stopped spilling gorgonzola on my foot, I'd be more open to romantic affairs.
So Brian and Kate are talking about love, too. Brian's like, so I think Tina might have a little crush on you, Kate. She goes, oh, really? Don't you think he'd have a crush on anybody that could, like, he could, like, have sex with eventually, maybe? She tells us, Tanner's so cute. I'm flattered. So got it, you know. I'll probably bang him.
just for the fun of it. Just to, you know. And then just cuts to her in bed eating snacks out of some sort of carton. Like, not as good as Cheetos, but it'll do.
Oh, I didn't know that was her. I thought that was Brandy.
Courtney?
I thought it was Brandy down in bed.
No. Brandy would be, like, doing, like, an Esther Williams routine on her bed.
Yeah, backbend or whatever. yeah, we can tell because it was that black light shooting or whatever they do. The night shooting.
Yeah.
So everybody goes to sleep. Then they cook. Then they clean. Then they sleep. You know, then they cook some more. Then they iron. So now Purple comes in.
And Kevin wakes up with morning wood and he grabs his dick. We always like when that happens.
Oh, did he have wood? I just saw him get up in that creepy Blair Witch light.
Yeah, he sort of grabbed it. So, the thing that's happening is that it's the morning and it's breakfast time. And Simone is like the stew that's on duty. And she has to make coffee and tea and mimosas. And she's already sort of having like a little bit of issue with the mimosas because they have to juice it freshly and all this stuff. So she's already struggling a little bit. And Brandy, by the way, she's now had a night's sleep. And the demon decided, I don't want to leave this body. I'm ready for round two. Because she still looks totally fucked up. I was like, whatever she's on is, like, potent.
Yeah, it's, like, long-lasting.
Yeah. So Simone is, like, taking a long time with the mimosas. And Kevin is, like, cooking up some bacon. Like, he sort of, like, decides when he's going to cook when he wants to cook and not really when guests are ready. So he just starts cooking the bacon. And so then it's just sitting there. And then he's, like, getting mad at Simone that she's not taking the food out. But she's still trying to get drinks for everyone. And what's compounding this is the fact that people keep asking for mimosas, and apparently Brandy is drinking everyone's mimosas.
Yeah, she just keeps drinking them. So Kevin's freaking out, and Simone's getting annoyed with Kevin because she's trying to serve all these people, and the mimosas keep disappearing, and she doesn't really know how to make mimosas that well, so she keeps like fresh squeezing orange juice and putting too much juice in the. It's a big mess over there. So Kevin's getting really frustrated,
and he's blaming it on Kate.
Yeah, he goes, he's like, well, it's not her fault. This is Kate's fault. This is all Kate's fault. He's like, with hot food, as soon as you stop plating it, that's like when it's at its best. Yes, we understand. Temperatures!
Yeah, Kevin, it's also like 120 degrees outside, so I think it'll be okay.
He's like, but Kate fully dropped the bowl this morning.
I'm like, I mean, yes, I do wonder how that logistically works when you have when people are asking for drinks and stuff, but they're also asking for food. You know, but I feel like get everyone their drinks and their beverages and then say, okay, food is coming up next. And then you bring out the food and maybe tell Kevin, like, okay, everyone has their beverages. You can start firing the food. But he just sort of just does his thing. And then he gets mad when, like, the stew has other things they have to deal with first.
Yeah. And so he's all pissy. So he's like, the utensils, are they out there? She goes, no, because I have people to give coffee and tea to serve. Be patient. So he's like, Kate, Kevin. And so then someone goes and knocks on her door to wake her up.
Yeah, and even and by the way, Tanner offered to help. Tanner is being like a real mensch this episode. He offered to help with the service, and he's like, no, it should be Kate. So he wakes up Kate. Although, by the way, to be fair, as we learn on Below Deck Med, there should have been utensils out there at 6 in the morning. So so he wakes up Kate, and then he's acting like, he's like, well, Kate doesn't know what she's doing. I'm like, we've been watching this show for many years. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, maybe don't do this the day after you forgot to buy seafood. Sorry.
Yeah, and drop the knife on the floor.
But all the deckhands are helping, right? Because Abby's helping too. She's staring at the coffee pot like she doesn't quite know what to do with it. So they
getting her hair in it. Let's be honest. Yeah.
She's like filtering coffee through her hair. So Kate is woken. First of all, what bravery. You know, Kevin can be a prick or whatever, but that is some bravery to go wake up Kate. I would fucking never, okay?
It took courage.
You don't know what I went through in my childhood. So Kate's like, I don't like being pulled out of bed and rushed to accommodate Kevin's OCD. The least he can do is let me have a cup of coffee first. All right?
Yeah. Yeah, so Kevin is like muttering in the kitchen. He's like, it's breakfast, not fucking rocket science. So now Simone starts getting mad, and she's like, well, then maybe you'd like to fucking serve the guest then, you asshole.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just wish everyone else was on the same fucking page. I'm like, well, that's your fault because you just started cooking before.
Or just how does no one know what time breakfast is? I mean, it seems like it should be, I don't know whose fault that is, but
I mean, Simone's not innocent in this. Simone's also not innocent in this because she was making the drinks and Kevin was like, hey, the food's ready to go out. And then she brings the drinks out and the guest was like, hey, when's the food going to be ready? She was like, I don't know. And then she comes back in and is like, do you know when the food's going to be ready? And he's like, I just told you the food was ready. So she's also not innocent in this, but he's definitely being the bigger dick.
Yeah, and also Megan comes down to get her drink, Purple Megan, because, you know, but also her drinks, she has been served a few times, but the drinks keep getting stolen. So she comes down to get her own drink, and she's like, do you want me just to get the glass? Here, I'll take the bread out. Just give it to me. You're holding the bread. I'll take it. And Kevin goes, how fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
On every boat in the world, there's a plan on how service should go. Kate just wings it the whole way. I was like, really? Where is it listed that breakfast is a date, sir?
Yeah, sir. It was supposed to be a late breakfast anyway. But that is really bad, though, that the guests had to bring the plate in. But whatever. So finally, Kate shows up in the kitchen because she's changed and everything. And now she's in the kitchen and she goes, where's the fire? Where are the bleeding people? Is it an emergency? Apparently there's an emergency in here. Did someone die? Should we fix anything? Oh, no, there's no emergency. You were just overreacting, weren't you?
Yeah, and so Mo's pissed. She's like, he's not happy that I'm getting the food out, but everyone's happy. And he's all, oh, it's not rocket scientists. Like, get my shit together. Like, it's not nice. And he goes, guys, it's not rocket science.
Yeah. And then we just see Brandy just pounding mimosas. And there's this weird thing where Kevin is like, should we take a photo? And I'm like, I don't understand what he was really saying. And, you know, Kate was like, no, we're just going to do what we need to do. We don't have to take any photos. Here's a photo for you. My middle finger.
Yeah.
And my middle finger says, huh.
He's saying, can we get a photo? Do you want a photo of how this should look? Because it's like this every morning. She's like, yeah, I bet you take your photos. And you stare at my middle finger instead. You son of a Titanic sinker, okay?
Son of a sinker. I'm going to use that against you some way. Just wait. So then, like, things settle down a little bit, and so Kevin is like, well, I guess I should apologize to Simone, because otherwise it's going to be awful. So he goes downstairs, and he sees Simone, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, oh my god, it's fine, oh my god. Which I was like, that's basically me. Like, I'll be so mad at someone, and someone says, I'm sorry, but I'm like, oh my god, no, it's fine. Everything's fine. It's great.
And so Simone's like, yeah, I'm grateful for his apology, but maybe I forgive people too quickly.
Probably.
So Kevin goes back into the kitchen and there's an order. It's like, Richard, eggs, over easy. And so he's like, is that an order? She goes, yeah, it's on the pad. He goes, what's the attitude, Kate? She goes, are you serious? Are you serious about the attitude? Because you asked me to write it on a pad, so I wrote it on a pad. I'm not the one who started the day like this, but I am the one who started the day writing things on pads because that's what you want. Are you mad? You mad? Why are you mad?
Well, I'm sorry, Kate, for waking you up and you didn't get your shower. And he goes,
I'd rather not have a snarky apology. You know what I'd like? A competent chef who knows what a seafood extravaganza is. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. This is Unnecessary Drama, bi-weekly Seafood Tower. Ask Courtney what that is. Okay.
Yeah, I've tolerated his quirks. I've had all the meetings, but now I'm pissed. I'm done playing nice. I'm going to do me now. I was like, oh my God, Bitchy Kate's coming out, my favorite.
So she marches up to the captain in the wheelhouse and she's like, good morning. And so, you know, chefs are all crazy. Well, Kevin just got real about getting the platters out. So, you know, if he starts worrying about things outside of the galley,
I need to learn how to stay in his own goddamn lane. How about that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was my microphone on? That's what you call king a microphone. By the way, like a scene right before, like one little blip, like right before this whole like Kevin's fake apology, there was like this quick shot of Brandy talking to Kate, and she goes, "Listen, I'm sorry, I was a little messed up last night." And Kate's like, "Oh no, it's fine." And then after the scene with Dr. Lee, not Dr. Lee, Captain Lee, it immediately cuts to Brandy passed out on the boat with, that's where her leg was like up and she was kicking the air. So I love how she said she was fucked up last night, as if she's not fully wasted and just possessed all over again.
Yeah. So now Kate and Kevin have another talk. She's like, "All right, Kevin, let's talk about lunch when you're ready. Okay, what are we having?" Okay. And basically it goes pretty easy, but he's gonna get it and I can't wait till he gets it.
You do know that lunch actually involves food for lunch, like sandwiches. I just want to make sure, just after the seafood extravaganza, with no seafood.
Oh, so you're going to make a sandwich. Okay, so do you need me to order you bread, or have you got that covered?
Did you think about that ahead of time? Okay, and you know that there's filling in between the bread. You know you have to put some stuff in there. Just making sure.
So they're going to
write it down on a pad, but I know that confuses you.
So they're going to go do this picnic thing. So everybody's getting ready for the picnic, and Ashton and the crew are loading the tender, and Kate goes with them to set the tables, and they get there, and there's rocks because Thailand has a lot of rocks or whatever.
What's wrong?
Yeah. So they get stuck. Then Richard gets stuck on the slide, which is just so me. I just felt like, I don't know.
No one
in
history below deck has ever gotten stuck on the slide.
I know.
But the reason why is he did it wrong. You know why? Because you're supposed to like sit down and let the water sort of like help you go down. But he sort of like jumped into it. And so then it just sort of like messed up. And he just sort of like landed in the slide. And then gravity was like, no, you did it wrong. You don't get to do this anymore.
Yeah, gravity
is gravity
the
is Kate. Yeah. Gravity's like,
Oh, okay. So you think you're just going to jump on the slide? No, I'm stopping you.
How'd you like that apple on your head, Newton? Okay. There you go.
I like next time, friend friction.
Yeah. Okay, so then what happens?
Okay, so they set up this like beach picnic. It's like 98 degrees, the temperature, not the band. Imagine if the band were there. That'd be great. So they're there. They set it up. And then it's time to go back with Kate's going to hang out there because she's going to help out with the picnic. And then the guys are going to head back on the tender to get the guests. But the thing is this, the tide has receded since they landed on the beach. And so now their tender is beached. And it's Ashton and Brian. And so they have to like push this heavy tender back into the water, which leads to one of the hottest, sexiest scenes in Below Deck history.
And they're like those muscles pushing this thing. Humongous. Oh my goodness.
Like every muscle was like triceps and like thigh muscles and everything. And these guys are like, and Kate just walks up and goes, "You boys need some help." Okay.
And once they finally get it, she's like, "Good job, guys. That was amazing." Yeah. That was amazing. Meanwhile, and she's like, "God, that was so sexy. Jesus." Yeah.
At one point, though, she did say when they were pushing, she just looks at the boat and goes,
"So sad."
Yeah, I got that.
So sad.
So sad. The guests get in on the boat, but guess who's a mess? Not Brandy. Actually, it's the other girl. It's Kelly. A redhead girl this time. Yeah, she's passed out on the deck, like on the side of the deck. And she just gets up. He's like, "Are you all right?" She's like, "Okay, let's go." Like, she just gets up ready to party.
Yeah, she was just lying there. You know, this woman, she probably thought she was going to get on TV. She's like, "You know what my plan is? I'm going to get really drunk, and I'll be the drunk one on the show." But then she didn't expect that Brandy would be the one that would eclipse her. So she gets, like, one scene where she's just, like, passed out on, like, a on a random deck.
Yeah, but she's a rock star. She just gets right up and goes for it.
Yeah. So they all hop on the tender and they head back to the beach and they cut to Kate, who, of course, in 98 degree weather, is just sitting on a chair with like a cloth on her lap. Like, oh, that was a little bit of a draft in here.
Yeah. It's like, of course. We were wondering if she was going to bring her little sweater.
Well, it does sort of get cold in the afternoon. Man, so I brought a little blanket for my knees.
So everybody's enjoying their picnic, and then guess who's a disaster for real now?
Brandy. She is like a zombie.
Brandy. I wrote that too. She looks like a walking dead zombie.
Yeah, like this is hilarious. This is, of course, how the zombie apocalypse would begin, which is that you have like this person who is zombified on a yacht and no one actually realizes she's a zombie. They just think she's a drunk guest. So she's sitting there. Yeah, she's just sitting there in a chair, like, and her head is like sagging down and to the side, and her eyes are like full zombie. And they're like, well, she could be zombified, but we think she just wasted. Let's put her in a blanket.
Yeah, so there, Kate's like, all right, Kate, if anybody sees my sweater, that would be great. And also Brandy probably should get in some air conditioning because she is passed out face down in the sand eating a crab's brain out. So it would be great if someone maybe could get her over there. And Captain's like, hi, this is me. Fingerprints on his ass. I just wanted to say, we're getting that girl to a goddamn hospital. It's painful to watch.
So they luckily one of the guests came over in a kayak thing. It was a kayak. And so they decide they're going to use that almost like a stretcher or a gurney. So they're good because they at this point they've like laid her out in the shade and put an ice pack and then covered her and they're like, okay, we're bringing her back. So they put her in the kayak, and Kate's like, hey, Brandy, Tanner and Brian are going to put you in a kayak now, and we're just going to stand here and mock you, so have fun.
And now the proverbial shit will hit the fan. Love you, kiddo.
Yeah. And the women, like the other charter guests, like Helen and her friend, who clearly don't know this woman and have been annoyed with the amount of babysitting they've had to do, they're just watching. They're watching Brandy go off on this kayak. And she's like, I think it was Helen was like, why are you crying for her? There's no reason to cry for her. Don't feel sorry for her, okay? It's about me.
Yeah. Well, and she literally has done this to herself all day, every day. Like, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
This woman is a disaster.
Oh, good. And that brings us to the end of Below Deck.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So good. I'm really excited to just let my inner Brandy out next week in Thailand. But until then, we are back tomorrow with Real Housewives of Orange County and, of course, Salt Lake City. Go get your tickets if you're on Patreon. And then, of course, they'll be on sale for everyone else on Friday. And get your tickets for all our other shows. A lot of them are selling out, which is really cool. Thank you guys so much. And get your merch. It's all at watchcrappins.com. And until tomorrow, have a wonderful evening.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
There are some things in life even Sky Broadband can't guarantee. They can't guarantee you'll only see green lights on your journey home.
Hooray!
Or that your car radio will always play your favourite songs. But with their Wi-Fi guarantee, they can guarantee Wi-Fi in every room of your home. If not, you get money back. An absolute classic. Sky, believe in better. Requires Sky Broadband Boost and Sky Kit. Refund on Boost component of subscription paid during current minimum term up to date of claim. See sky.com/guarantee.